Sam Edmund, SEN Chief Reporter, joins us for Illusion Gas Log Fires, clearing all current stock right now, illusionfires.com. 50 points, Sam?
Step aside, Kane Corns. We've got a straighter shooter than you. Come in, Lockie. I like the cut of his jib.
What is the latest? Speaking of South Australia, you've got some SA news with Port Adelaide.
Yeah, indeed. Look, it's all happening there on the trade front. We know that. And lots to be said about the grand final. I know it is grand final Eve, Dwayne, and that has its spot in the sunshine, no doubt about that. In the meantime, all the other clubs are trying to get better. Now, Alia is the Sydney defender being courted by Port Adelaide. Now, Port clearly think they need to bolster in that area, and as good as Cleary and McKenzie can be, they were sometimes vulnerable to key forwards during the year. So Alia, Dwayne, is contracted for another year, though. So the power offer is said to be attractive, but the ball is very much in Sydney's court. Do they want to keep Alia? And if so, there will be some expectation that they would have to extend that contract for Alia. So at the same time, Swans need a ruckman, don't they? Port are stacked with them. So whether a deal for someone like Sam Hayes, whose name has been thrown up, could be done. Hayes did show some really good signs before doing his ACL a couple of seasons ago. Very highly rated junior, but obviously now down the Port pecking order, isn't he, behind Laddams and Lysette?
Well, Port have also got, I mean, they've got Bergman, who was a first-round draft pick that didn't play this year. Georgiades played a few games this year but couldn't make the grand final side. They've got Mead as well, the son of their former Sandfall great, and they've got this Jones kid who's going to be a first-round pick as well as part of their academy. So they're fairly well stocked. But what they haven't got is that replacement for Dougal Howard as well. Dougal Howard left. He's been great for the Saints, but maybe it left Port Adelaide with one defender short. So maybe Alia fills that spot as well. That'll be an interesting one. Trade period's going to be fantastic, and it starts Monday in Essendon, so looking forward to that. What have you got St Kilda-wise? You've got a bit of St Kilda and Essendon news.
Bit of a left-field one here for the Saints, isn't it? They're weighing up whether to throw another AFL offline. It would be a third one for the delisted Don Sean McKernan, Dwayne. Now, McKernan is 30, so still got some kilometres on the clock, you would have thought. He was delisted by Essendon last month. It's been an 87-game career, somewhat scattered across 11 seasons, with Adelaide, of course, and then the Bombers. But he could yet find himself at Moorabbin and at a third AFL club. So St Kilda, speaking of rucks, they've gone about it pretty aggressively in this space. We know they've got two very good ones in Paddy Ryder and Rowan Marshall, but hot on the back of that semi-final loss to Richmond, they made some pretty telling list management decisions. They got rid of Ryan Abbott and Jack Bell. They were both delisted. And then their key position players, Logan Austin and Jack Mayo, were cut. And then Nathan Brown, we know, had announced his retirement earlier in the year. Now, that only leaves behind Ryder and Marshall, who were two out-and-out stars, a project player, a raw prospect in every sense. And that's the US-based basketballer, formerly, of course, Sam Alabakis, as their ruck insurance. So McKernan, he comes for nothing. He'd add some valuable depth and ruck cover. He can also play forward if need be. We know that. But as is the case for some of these players, Dwayne, he's got a stack of attractive offers from local and amateur clubs to play in 2021. So really up to Sean, I would have thought, as to what he wants out of his career now.
And we had a caller earlier on. You posted, a Brad Crouch story earlier on. Is that correct?
Yesterday. I think that might be. I haven't seen that text, Dwayne, but I think this centres on, and there's so much intrigue about it, of course, the compensation that Adelaide may or may not get for Brad Crouch going to the Saints. Now, there's some conflicting reports as to what the contract is worth from St Kilda to Brad Crouch. Now, I said yesterday, Dwayne, and I am standing by this, I've gone back to the well and double and triple checked this, the contract is between $3.5 to $4 million over the life of the contract. So that's somewhere around or north $700,000 a season. Now, as I say, there's conflicting reports, but this is very much a sensitive topic at the moment. Compensation in general, but particularly for Adelaide, given they've got the number one pick, Dwayne. So there's a big difference between getting pick two for Crouch and an end of first round pick for Crouch, because they're the top two compensation bands. It's a significant ruling that is inbound from the AFL on this.
So imagine Adelaide getting pick two for Crouch and the Giants only getting pick 10 for Jeremy Cameron.
Yeah, I know. Well, welcome to free agency. The compensation as a whole, Dwayne, is a farce. You speak to a lot of people in the industry and they will ask, why have we even got free agency? Free agency is a free market, which we do not have. And, you know, I often reference the GWS Giants, who, with losing Jeremy Cameron, if free agency is run as many people believe, Dwayne, they should now be feared by everyone in the competition, because they've got several million dollars kicking around on the floor because they've lost Jeremy Cameron. They should go and ask, you know, someone like Joe Danaher what he's getting paid by Brisbane, and then threaten to hijack that deal. That's free agency. That's a free market. But they can't do that because they've got to sit on their hands and wait for compensation from the AFL. And then if they don't like that, they've got to deal exclusively with Geelong. So it's a big topic of debate, that one, I know. But compensation element of free agency is on the nose for many.
It's going to be good for Talkback Radio next week, though. I appreciate your time, Sam. And we'll be talking a lot in the next couple of weeks. Thanks a lot for joining me.
Cheers, Dwayne.
Sam Edmund, SEN Chief Reporter for Illusion. Gas, log, fires, clearing all current stock right now. Illusionfires.com.